Oh, yeah, this was some friends of ours. They hadn't mentioned anything until we invited them up there that we were going to have supper. We had the motor home down there. And the thunderstorm was moving in that night, or that afternoon. And Kathy, she was just terrified. And she's, "All right, Bob, let's go home, let's go home." And I, what the heck, we'd been there many times before, same place. And then he told me about that airplane coming. He's fishing there. Heard the airplane, wide open. And figured, oh, well, the plane coming in, go land in the lake, eh? And then he couldn't understand why he'd be coming full throttle if he's going to come in for a landing. And then when it flew over top of him, he said, only about 20 feet over top of him, there's wheels on it. And he knew for sure wasn't going to land in the lake, eh? And then Kathy turned around and she said, well, no wonder he's in such a big hurry. She said, look at this thing. He said, they looked up and he said, there's this one. He said, it just looked like the Goodyear blimp, except it was solid gray and there was no gondola on it. He said, it was just like a big solid gray cigar. He said, no windows, no exhaust, nothing. And he said, it was just floating. He said, not very fast. And then he said, all of a sudden, he said, it just tipped up and he said, bang, she was gone. He said, just in a flash. Maybe you'll get a chance to talk to these people there later on.
We saw what we saw.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the year before. Well, we were down there that summer before. They never said nothing. Yeah. And when they did finally mention it to us, I think it was from the previous year, wasn't it? No, that's what I thought. Yeah, they kept it a secret for all the year, and we said nothing.